Welcome back to Daf and Dev, Erev and Daf Mem Zayin. And I'm with Beis in a story related that Rava gave a psak on is very negeya, an important machlokes rishonim that already came up in the Mishnah. Towards the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a story of Hanu Dichri the Asulim Mevarechta. There were Elam, sheep, that were brought to the city named Mevarechta. And the Gemara says, Sharaluhu Rava Levnei Mechuzah Lemizvan Minayu. Rava allowed the B'nai Mechuzah, which Rashi explains, was a neighboring city. It was within Dalad Alafim, was within 4,000 Amis, and there was an Erev connecting the two cities. Rava allowed people from Mechuzah to buy these Elam that were brought from out of the Tchum into Mevarechta. And Amalei Ravina la Rava, Ravina said to Rava, my Daitach, what are you thinking? Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chetzei Nachri Ein Kainin Shvisa, because you're going according to Shmuel that says that the Chafatzim of a Nachri, of a guy, aren't kind of shvisa, so there's no tchum issues. But Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, Alachak Rabbi Yechanan. If you have a machlek, it's between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. We pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Chafetzim Nachri kind of shvisa, that the Chafetzim of a Nachri are kind of shvisa. Gzeira Bailim the Nachri Ato Bailim the Yisrael. We're concerned that if we say that the Chafetzim of a Nachri aren't kind of shvisa, person may get mixed up between the Chafetzim that belong to a guy and the Chafetzim that belong to a yid. So even though possibly Me'ikar Hadin, we would say that these Chafetzim are like Chafetzim Hefker and they're not Kainish Shvisa. However, we say, Rabbi Yechman says that we have to look at them like they have a Shvisa and they can't go out of their Tchum because of Exera, Bailim Donachri, Atu Bailim the Yisrael. So Rav agreed, Hadar Amar Rava, Lizdavnu the B'nai Mevrechta, the Kulam Mevrechta, Lididhu, Kedalat Amiz Damya. Rava said, only the B'nai Mevrechta could buy these Elim. Why? The whole Mevarechta Lididhu is Kedalat Amiz Damya. What does that mean? Rashi explains, like we learned in the Mishnah, if they pick somebody up and put him into another city, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, who says over there that you have Dalat Amiz, and Rashi says, Vahuadin Leir, Sheyesh Lo Mechitzos. So too, not only a deer, Sahar, and a Svina, any city that has Mechitzos is Ka'arba. Amos Dami will look at the whole city like it's four Amos, meaning that you could travel in the whole city if it's Mukif Mechitza. Why? Because we give the whole city the din of Mik Kaimai. What is his place? What are his four Amos? Anything that's surrounded by these walls are considered Mik Kaimai and he could go wherever he'd like. Now it's important to point out, before we show the Shitas that argue on Rashi, that even according to Rashi that says that over here, you're allowed to walk anywhere within the city, as long as it's Mukif Mechitzis, that's clear that if I'm in a city, when Shabbos comes in, I have the boundaries of the city, whatever constitutes a city, the six houses, whatever makes a city, I can travel within the tchum of that city, even if it's not Mukif Mechitzis. Only over here, where I came in on Shabbos, and I'm kind of Shvisa on Shabbos, Rashi holds that it has to be Mukif Mechitzis. And Rashi says the same thing on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis, and Taisus says the same thing right over here, Taisus Liber Masel de Kula. Taisvis says, "Bereish pirka pirish akuntres vahilichali iracheres vaharei mukeves mechitzos mashma de lechashiv kedalat amis leinyan lahalich es kula." It's not considered dalat amis in order to walk through the whole city. Ella b'mukeves mechitzos the dumya the deer v'sahar. It has to be similar to a deer and a sahar. Now the Ramban argues, and one of the things the Ramban says is that this Gemara doesn't say anywhere that Rava made sure that this city of Mevrechta was Mukav Mechitzis. Rava just said that you're allowed to buy from the city of Mevrechta. The B'nai Mevrechta could buy in the city, the Kula Mevrechta Ledidhu, Kedalat Amiz Damya. And he didn't make sure to check if it was Mukav Mechitzis. At least the Gemara doesn't say that specifically. Another important akuda regarding this story is that Rabbi Gamliel said his halacha by Anusim, where Halichuhu, the person was carried out of his city. Over here, doesn't seem like there's any acts of force. It says that the Goyim brought these Elim, these sheep, to the city of Mevrechta to sell them to the people. However, the Mefarshim say that this is just like the sugya earlier of Peiros. The Gemara discusses fruit that went out of a Tchum and came back into a Tchum, they don't lose their original Makim. Why? Because they are anusim in the hands of the ones who brought them out. That means we look at the Din Das and the Din Einis, even regarding something, a fruit or Elim, that they themselves don't have that choice. But since the ones that carried them out, they were anusim, the Elim, the Peiros were anusim, they get the din of anusim, and they don't lose their original place by the Peiros. And over here, they get a full din of Dalet Amis, which is the 2,000 Amis in the Mukif Mechitzas of the city, according to Rashi, and according to the Ramban, even without Mukif Mechitzas. Have a wonderful day.